In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Martha, you're distracted by many things. Now, most of us could erase Martha's name and put our name there? Our lives are so cluttered up with secondary concerns that sometimes there's little room left for the main business of living. You know, Martha thought she was managing a household, but actually the household was managing her. She didn't even have time to sit and visit with her guests. And as far as we know, that's the last time that Jesus was in Martha's home. It's sad that devotion to things can interfere with our relationships with people. Now, we all know that that can happen. A man starts by owning a business, but over time, the business ends up owning him. It tells him when to get up, when to go to bed, when to lie awake at night and worry. It controls his time. It could destroy his disposition. And it even dictates his friendships. It's a kind of sad slavery to live under the tyranny of things. Now, we've all done that. The worst thing is it doesn't have to be that way. It's sort of a voluntary bondage. Martha brought it upon herself, like we do. Now, consider Mary. She lived in the same house, but that never happened to her. And Jesus commended her for having chosen the better part. And in effect, I think he was saying that we must take time to simply live. We can't just hurry through the years and expect life to happen on the margins. Creative living usually takes place by a deliberate choice. Choose every once in a while to put those things aside. Mary decided to let go of some things to go spend her evening in companionship with Christ. Turns out that was a very wise choice. Now, having kids myself, I think young parents should take time to live creatively with their children. God, they grow up quickly, don't they? And then you might realize someday that it's too late. You never really knew them. Husbands and wives should make time for each other. These are good years. Or at least they could be if you would learn to share them with the ones that you love. I think Jesus was saying that we should take time to build meaningful relationships. There are good people all around us. We hurry past them every day and never even bother to learn their names. Now, you've all heard that cliche, you got to stop and smell the roses. Well, you do have to put on the brakes every once in a while or you will drive right by them. Now, we don't know what Jesus and Mary talked about that evening. It might have been profound discussion about God and life, or it may have just been a casual conversation. But it really doesn't matter. The important thing is that they were sharing their lives with each other. They were taking time to live. And that's something that I think Christ wants us all to do a bit more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.